let's go back to the question and read it again, please.
So card 35, what don't they get about this? What don't they get? To communicate so that others hear us and understand us, we must see where our choice of words could impede us. Do they get your vision? If not, how can you express it differently so that they really do? This is where the vision really starts to come to life for me.
Good.
In the human sense of conversation,
yeah.
Seeing people's reaction, listening to their reaction, listening to their objection, watching them fall asleep at that human level, but also the search for the right language and being very open to the idea that a particular word or a value that is so precious to you can simply not resonate with somebody else.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean you've lost them. That doesn't mean you've lost them. And we've discussed so many different ways in which they might be turned off, distracted, bored, worried.
Cynical. Worried, yes, absolutely.
Scared.
Scared,
yeah. By a particular word.
Even triggered.
Triggered, yes. We talked suppleness. I come back to suppleness. There is a suppleness of language, but also the suppleness of... There is something here about there has to be suppleness in the idea as well. I think, Marianne, where we would agree here is that there isn't a hard thing that we're trying to sell, for want of a better word. I'm going to put it in very plain language at the moment. We're trying to sell an idea which is there. We know what it is, but we're going to have to do a bit of trickery with the words. Use different words for these people and different words for those people to get past that. That's not what we're saying here.
No, and there's not a lot of integrity in that.
No.
And you use the word trickery, Jonathan, and that's sadly the state now, isn't it? Really? Let's spin. I hated that word in public relations. Spin the truth, basically. Spin the message so it captures them or deludes them or deceives them, but gets them to respond in the way you need. That's not what this is about.
No.
The messaging has to have integrity to impart the truth, their truth, your truth.
Yes. Yes, that's right. And on top of that, there is also, if we go right back to the beginning of this conversation, when we first started this, the previous card or even the card before that, there is that first moment of conversation where the vision is voiced, expressed for the first time, and somebody else receives it, hears it for the first time. And at that moment, at that precise moment, the vision is already changed. That's really important. There's a human...
Because they have a different filter system.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So that's something that any communicator in any field needs to accept. It's a difficult truth. It's a hard truth. The thing that you've worked on and labored over and polished and fine-tuned and packaged and got ready, at the moment it reaches the audience, it's changed in that instant. They take hold of it in some way. Whatever they do with it, you don't know immediately. They may reject it. They may fall asleep. They may rework it in their own mind. But it's already changed. It's already changed. And it's not just the words, but the concepts behind them. So you're already dealing with something which is more supple
exactly.
And fluid.